This is 89.1 WEMU. Once again, I'm David Fair, and with our continuing coverage of primary elections, incumbent Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton won a Democratic primary runoff with former University of Michigan Police Chief Ken McGee in yesterday's voting. Clayton has been the Washtenaw County Sheriff since first winning election back in 2008, and thank you for being with us today.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am well. You won by a wide margin yesterday, and I imagine that's rather gratifying.
Yeah, I mean, I take it as long as you win, if it's one vote or 10 points, it doesn't matter.
Well, you won by a wide margin, which shows a good deal of support, but at the same time, there were plenty of people who did vote for Mr. McGee. What do you say to those who were supporting his candidacy as you seek to continue representing them as county sheriff?
The politics don't matter. I'm going to do what I believe, make the decisions that I think is best public policy for all of Washtenaw County, so... At the end of the day, I don't count the votes. It doesn't matter to me if folks voted for Ken, if they felt that he was the best option for them, that's fine. But at the end of the day, I represent all of Washtenaw County, and that's all that matters.
Do you have any takeaways from the campaign process and your interactions with the public about potential changes you might like to enact moving forward?
Not as it pertains to the campaign, but the people have spoken in terms of questions about criminal justice reform and social justice reform, and that's not new to us. We didn't just start that process. We've been about that from day one, because I've been in office since 2009, co-producing public safety in concert with the people that we represent and serve. So for me, we're going to continue along that path and continue to deliver what we believe to be the best service, executing the best public policy for the people of Washtenaw County.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. As our primary election coverage continues, Sheriff Clayton did win his Democratic primary race yesterday. As you just mentioned, the campaign and the elections come at a time when public trust in law enforcement has fallen. And during this campaign, one of your deputies was seen on camera video punching an African-American woman during the course of a shooting investigation. How do you assess the sheriff's office relationship with the community as a whole at first, and then in particular with the African-American community right now?
Our relationship, like any relationship, it's a good relationship. It's always going to have its challenges. What happened on that evening presents a different kind of challenge, so it's up to us to continue to work towards securing the trust of the people. And it's not a one and done. You're always working, just like when you're always working to change organizational culture. When you're working to change societal culture and enhance the relationship, it's an ongoing task. So you can't say, well, I have everybody's trust, and then you stop working at it. It's a continual process. And we have 450 people in the sheriff's office. So that's the opportunity for 450 people to make decisions every day that's sometimes going to be questioned by the people. So we're going to continue that work. I've always heard what people have said in terms of the relationship between police and African-Americans. And I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it. I was black before I got elected. I am an African-American sheriff, and I'll be black after I get elected. So the issues and the what people say around police and African-American interactions, that's not foreign to me. That's not new to me. Matter of fact, that history influences the policies that I try to put in place, that we try to put in place, and how we talk to our staff. So again, this is not new. This is something that we have always worked on and will continue to work on.
So while the investigation into that particular incident continues and the national conversation continues to focus on an end to brutality, racial bias in law enforcement, and the end to militarization of law enforcement agencies, where will you direct the sheriff's office?
We're going to make sure we equip our staff with the tools necessary to do their job. That does not mean we have to, as people say, over-militarize. And it's not as much about the equipment, although the equipment is what people see. It's how people use the equipment. It's the policies and the strategies that an organization puts in place in terms of trying to create public safety in the community.
When we talk about militarization, some of it is about the kind of language we use. War on drugs. That sounds as though we're at war and we're out war out on the streets. No one wants a community rampant with drug abuse and the oppression it brings. At the same time, there is a strong argument to be made the war on drugs has been an abject failure. What role do you see the sheriff's office playing from this point forward in treatment over incarceration?
So let me just speak to what you said in terms of the war on drugs. So I've always advocated against that kind of enactment. it is wrong. When you say war, you said that there's acceptable collateral damage. And that's how government has acted, especially towards people of color. That, yeah, we're going to have this war on drugs, and we're going to get rid of drugs. And you know what? It's okay if there's collateral damage. It's okay if there's over-incarceration of people of color or poor people. And that's never been our approach. So we have always been about, and we'll continue to be about, listen, most of the people that are involved, especially on the user's end, it's addiction. We have to address the addiction part. We have to deflect and defer people from the criminal justice system in the right way. And I think what we've seen over the last few months in response to COVID, you can do that and not increase the risk to the public. That has always been what I believe a false narrative. That's never been the reality. So for us, if you are a predator in Washington County, and you are preying on the most vulnerable or just people that are trying to have a high quality of life, we will address that. We'll find you, we'll put you in jail, and you'll be held accountable in our system. But the majority of the folks that we come in contact with aren't those individuals. If you have a substance use disorder, we'll connect you to the appropriate substance use resources. Mental health issues. This is about housing and schooling and all the things that we know that are societal based that contribute to a lot of the challenges that we have. And quite frankly, it's not a police issue. It's never been a police issue. Police have been called because we're the 24/7, 365, and we're always going to respond when people call us. So this question around, and I know we're going to the defunding part and everything else. You want to have that discussion? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the outcomes we want for people in our community. And then let's put the right strategies in place to get to those outcomes. And if that means we need to redirect from police to mental health specialists or substance abuse specialists or housing specialists, then let's do that. And then if we need to invest in those areas, let's do that. But I'll just say this. This whole conversation about taking money from one organization and putting it to another, that's wrong. If we want to be effective and create the right community, then we need to invest strategically. And that might mean more investment, not just shifting dollars from one to another, because here's the other part of it. You want police to be better trained and get the right people, and you have to invest in that. So you can't take money away from the police, redirect it somewhere else, and then expect them to still have a high quality of service. You have to be able to do both, which means you have to invest both. And I am so tired of elected officials jumping on to the bandwagon of all this defunding and doing it in a way that's not strategic. What we end up finding, David, is we end up harming the people that we say we want to protect. And that is the same as saying we're going to have a war on drugs. We end up harming the people that we say we want to protect.
Our time together has come to an end, but you have left it on a point in which we will have to come back together once again, perhaps with a better connection, and we will address those issues moving forward. Thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Okay, David. Have a good day.
That is incumbent Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, who defeated Ken McGee in Tuesday's Democratic primary race. Jerry Clayton will not have Republican opposition in November. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.